Welcome to the Anxiety Summit Season 2. This is Trudy Scott, your host. I'm a food mood expert, certified nutritionist, and author of The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution. This call is a little different. It's actually very different. We are doing this so I can introduce you to someone very special, singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur, Amma Jo. Welcome, Amma Jo.
Thank you so much, Trudy. I really appreciate it. It's great to be connected with you again.
Yes, it is. Let me just read you Amma Jo's bio, and then I'm going to share with you why she's here and how I know her and something really special that we have for you because of the fact that we know
exciting.
Each other. It's really, really been exciting working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Amma Jo is a dynamic inspirationalist, and this is a phrase that she's coined. She works to change the world through her positive and uplifting spirit. She inspires the world through everything she does, whether speaking, singing, or launching her own creative ideas. Amma Jo is a singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur. Her sole mission in life is inspiration. She inspires through music, speaking, and in her business endeavors. With 15 years of management experience and over 10 years as an independent artist and true creative, Amma Jo brings her sincerity and flair to every presentation and project. And you can learn more about her at meetammajo.com and download free music at ammajomusic.com. And you can invite her for an inspirational experience for your next live event. And you may also contact her directly for your next songwriting or marketing project. And this is why I've invited Amma Jo to speak today, because she's an incredible singer and songwriter and such an inspiration.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And it was just so great connecting with you. We connected instantly.
We really did. We really did.
We just hit it off.
Hearing
it
you.
Great.
So let me just share how we know each other, just so folks know. I first heard Amma Jo singing on stage at Ali Brown's Shine event in 2010.
Yeah.
And
fabulous.
Oh,
event.
My gosh. What an event and what amazing performance.
An inspiration. Thank you. It feels like yesterday. That was 2010.
It was, I know. And remind me what the name of the song was.
I was singing No Stopping Me Now.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
it was
for my CD that came out in 2009, and we had a choir and everything up there, and we were like the opening, and there was a dramatic performance, and we introduced Ali out, and it was awesome. Everyone was on their feet dancing. It was great.
It was great. And I remember I got goosebumps, and I was just blown away by your singing. And, you know, I just said to you, what is the name of the song? I am totally musically challenged. I do not remember names of songs or even names of singers except your name. But I know when I like something. And I just love
the feeling.
Music.
The feeling.
Yes,
yeah.
That feeling. And that's what it's
feeling.
All about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what music is. It's about, you know, the way that it makes you feel. And I mean, I know songs that I don't really know all the words, but it's just something about the melody and the background music that, I don't know, it touches you to the core. Mm-hmm. And I hear that a lot. People don't remember the words. They don't remember the title, but it makes them feel a certain way.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why I approached you afterwards, and we met, and we just really connected, as you said, and you were in my mind a lot, and I just thought, oh, the singing is so amazing. Someday I'm going to do something with this. And
I know, and I bought your book when your book came out, and that was kind of like during my time when I was really kind of making serious health choices and health decisions. And actually, I don't think I ever told you this. You were the catalyst for me to actually starting eating a healthy breakfast, because up until that, I didn't really eat breakfast. Or if I did, it was very unhealthy. And your book was a real catalyst for me when I was making some, you know, serious health changes in my life. So, yeah, I just always kind of felt like whether it was email or Facebook, we were staying connected. And it's just really neat how that happens in life, you know.
It really is. And I'm glad that I inspired you to do that, because you've inspired me in so many ways. And
aww.
I remember you had approached me to write an article for a magazine that you had at the time. And It was, I think breakfast was in that article, so maybe that's what was
it
part
was.
Of the inspiration.
It was. It moved me so much. It changed my life so much. Yeah, I started doing, actually when I went to the Alley event, that's when I was inspired to do this magazine. And, you know, my goal for music and everything that I do is really simple, and it's to inspire people and give them the information they need to live a better life. And so, you know, I started doing the magazine just to get that inspiration out and easy grassroots ways that people could, you know, implement small changes to change their life.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That's what the magazine is all about. It's kind of converted into a blog format right now, but, you know, that's the whole thing. People are looking for information and looking to better their lives.
Wonderful. And the power of breakfast is a big one. So music and breakfast, we'll put those up there.
I'm telling you. And you know what? Honestly, I can honestly say to you, when I wake up in the morning, I put on great music. That's how my kids and I get started with our day. I put on great music, and we eat a healthy breakfast. Like, I think you're saying is what, like within the hour that you wake up to eat something, you know, eat something healthy. And, you know, I don't do the heavy starches and stuff like that. And I can't tell you how great I feel. It sets my day.
Good.
It really does.
That's what we want. Okay, so let's get on to why, a little bit more why you're here. Because when I was planning season two of the Anxiety Summit, we somehow connected. I think we connected on Facebook. And I said, Emma Jo, beautiful music. I want inspiration for you who are attending the summit so you can feel hopeful. And I remember one of the comments that I had last time on the summit was that it was a bouquet of hope. And I just thought, I need to give more of a bouquet of hope. And I thought, what better than doing a song? So
I know. Yes. And we did it, Trudy.
We did it.
We came together, and Trudy and I made a fabulous song, Top of the World. And it's really kind of an offshoot of, Trudy, what you're doing. And I love the tag phrase that you use, you know, top of the world, feeling on top of the world. And we thought, why don't we write a great song that kind of talks about the principles that you and the values that you talk about in your programs, about just feeling great about life and eating healthy and just having this hopeful perspective and living a life that's in peace, anxiety free. I mean, that's all things that I think anyone would want for, and we can make steps to get there. So we created the song, and it's just, I don't know, Tree. I love it. It's so soothing, and I listen to it a lot, even for myself. And it just it lifts my mood. It makes me feel great, and it's the song itself is almost like an affirmation.
Mhm.
Mhm. It's an affirmation. It's you know, we're saying something great in our lives through this song. It's so powerful. A new beginning, a brand new day. All my fears are gone away. I'm feeling on top of the world. What a great way. That's my morning song now. Every few weeks, my morning song changes. But right now, this is my morning song. And it's so catchy. And it's just really a powerful song. I'm so glad that, you know, that you approached me and we came together and worked on that. I think that it's going to help a lot of people get their day started with some energy.
Yes, and give them hope and inspiration and do all the other good things that the music does. So would you mind singing a few little lines?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll sing the first verse. I think these are my favorite words, perfect words for the beginning of the song. A new beginning, a brand new day. All of my fears are gone away. I feel so calm, so free, so whole. Right now I'm feeling on top of the world, yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
Amazing. Oh,
and I love singing it. It's like, yes, I'm feeling on top of the world. Even if emotionally you don't feel that, it doesn't matter. You just say it and say it and say it and think it, and then you'll be it.
Yes.
Eventually.
Well, that's great. Thanks for singing that. When I hear someone sing, I just can't believe it because, you know, as I said, I'm so unmusical. And it's so funny because my husband, Brad, is the musical one in the family, and he can't believe that I've now got a song, you know. Thank you.
And I'm sure he knows by now with you, anything's possible.
Yes.
You're going to do it.
Well,
yeah, I think
you.
It's just awesome. And it kind of, you know, I've found with music and my experiences that it just kind of helps, like whatever message you're putting out there, when you put it to music, it just helps it go further, and it helps it get into a, there's something about music that gets into your heart.
Mm-hmm. It really
it
does.
It really is. Yeah.
So you,
something powerful.
You talk about this power of music, and mm-hmm. You've got all this this goal to be inspirational. And I remember reading a lovely blog post of yours, "What to Do When I Feel Down," and you've got some of these tips. And one of them is singing and dancing. Can you share a little bit more about that and some of the
some
people
absolutely.
Some positive thoughts here?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, just like with food, like you really, really talk about the connection with food and mood and how what you've put in your body, it's, you know, it, whatever's in is coming out. And it's the same way with music and anything else. Like if you put something positive into your ears, you know, and you hear something positive and it goes into your heart and it kind of becomes your philosophy, because singing and music and the things we listen to, they eventually become like our belief system. It eventually becomes a part of us. And I teach my kids all the time to, you know, you have to be careful what you're listening to, and you have to keep yourself on that positive track. And when I did that blog post, When I'm Feeling Down, which is actually one of the posts on my blog which was the most viewed and the most read, I really, really think it's because people are looking for a way to kind of get out of this depression and get out of this funk of life. And the singing and the music, it just, from the melody, they have a lot of studies out there. There was a post this year, I think, on Huffington Post, where they were talking about the power of music and kind of psychologically what it does to you, and how, you know, music is related to a healthy mind, how listening to music really affects your health. So I literally, when I'm feeling down, I think like, oh, my God, I need to listen to something that's just really going to pump me up. So from the melody itself, and when you're adding positive words, it is absolutely, it's absolutely powerful. It's why your top inspirational speakers talk about affirmations. Mm-hmm. And pretty much this Top of the World song is a positive affirmation set to music. And it can really, really make such a difference. I really believe that.
So we've got the positive words and we've got the music, mm-hmm. so you're getting the benefits mm-hmm. of both of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot. I mean, I have a friend that does, you know, music therapy. And music it has an element in there that passes your, there's a lot of studies about how music kind of passes your conscious mind and gets to, you know, the very inner part of you, which is why they use music for healing. So, Trudy, I mean, with us coming together and writing the song and setting these positive lyrics to, you know, beautiful music, it really is something that can heal people as they're listening to it. I really believe that.
Yes. Great. Oh, so excited to share it. And what we didn't say is that everyone who signs up for the Anxiety Summit is going to get a copy of On Top of the World, which is so exciting that I can gift this to everyone. So
it is.
Really,
it truly, truly
that.
Is.
It really
How
is.
How exciting. What a great opportunity to inspire so many people. I'm so excited that you know, that people are going to get this song. I really am.
Good. Me too. And an added bonus is that you are also offering a free copy of a song that you've written called Finally Free.
Yes, Finally Free. And I think this was one of your favorite songs off of my CD that I had just released, and I was singing some of those songs at Allie Brown's event. And the Finally Free song is a beautiful song. It kind of, Top of the World kind of reminds me of that. And I do write a little bit about pain, you know, and getting through pain. And the Finally Free song, it's a song and has a lot of imagery in there, basically of kind of like getting through the storm, getting through a dark time in life, and, you know, getting that feeling that you're finally free. It's almost like an awakening song. And it's the words are just so positive. And it's great for someone who is, you know, maybe coming out of a tough time in life and starting over or embarking on a new season, that song is really for that person to say, you know what, it doesn't matter what you've gone through, hurt, pain, death in the family, divorce, you know, whatever, you can always wake up and have this beautiful day, and you can always wake up and be free from that pain, you know. It's a beautiful song.
It is. It really is. Ah, so great. So this is wonderful. Anything else that you want to share with us about music or anything about how you're taking your music in a non-traditional route or any other
things? Yeah, well, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I thank you for, you know, what you're doing, not only with me here, but what you're doing in your business. Like, I think it's more than a business. I think that you're enabling people to really increase their enjoyment and in life, you know, by teaching them how to eat healthy. I know you've changed my life, so thank you. And, yeah, with my music, I have decided, you know, with me being a mom and having young kids and things like that, you know, I had to choose an alternative route for my music, and I really just want to get straight to the listener. So I do songwriting projects like I've done here with you, where I can tailor a song for programs like yours. And then I also, you know, I do go out and perform, much like I did at Allie's event, for events where you, I do a lot of events that don't have music, and I feel like, oh, there's something missing because there's so much. I do. And it's like when you start that event, when we start an event with music, it just releases this energy that just really breaks through people's mindsets and the bad day they're having or the bad morning or whatever. And music just, it cuts to the chase and puts people in a great mood. So, yeah, I love singing and performing, and so people can go to my website and contact me directly.
And what we'll do is we'll make sure to share a link on the blog that goes with this interview. We'll share the link of you on stage at Shine, so people can
see you on stage,
because that was a fantastic performance. And
so much fun.
Yeah, and then we'll share, you know, obviously a link to your website. We'll share a link to the download for folks to get the copy of Top of the World, and then also to get a copy of your Finally Free. And then I'm also going to share a link to this blog that we just talked about, because it's lovely. It's got some great tips in there about smiling and dancing and all of that. So we'll make sure that everyone gets access to everything else.
That would be great. That would be great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Trudy.
Any final words of wisdom for folks who...
Well, they should register. Register for the Anxiety Summit and get all the great materials and get the song.
Great. Well, I'm excited to be sharing it. And I have been so blessed to have met you and to have heard you, and thrilled that we were able to co-create this amazing song, and I'm just really excited to share the song and to share you with everyone, because I think music, as you have said, is just so uplifting and so positive and
absolutely
lovely.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trudy.
Thanks very much, Amma Jo, and thanks everyone for tuning in to yet another interview on the Anxiety Summit. Enjoy this beautiful music that we have to share with you, and enjoy the rest of the summit.